Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the business idea you've been putting off because it feels too complicated? Shopify is the ultimate excuse killer, designed to help you start your business with every necessary tool ready on day one. Taking the leap is a big deal, but Shopify makes it incredibly simple. You can easily bring your brand's unique style to life using their beautiful templates and AI tools to launch a gorgeous site with zero coding experience. You also get the ultimate peace of mind knowing that Shopify checkout is already optimized for maximum sales, making it seamless for returning customers to buy in a single click. If you ever feel overwhelmed or hit a snag, Shopify's built-in AI assistant, Sidekick, answers your toughest questions and keeps you moving forward. You'll be growing your business with the same tools used by the world's biggest brands. All you need is the idea. Shopify handles the rest. Go to shopify.com/pave to start your free trial today. That's shopify.com/pave. Shopify.com/pave.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. Each week on Clues, we highlight a different person who has gone missing. Someone with a story, a family, and a community still hoping for any answers. Let's revisit those cases and hopefully get the word out even more, especially because of listeners like you. Please go over to our Clues podcast socials, and there are posters you can share on your stories, and let's really spread the word. The missing person we want to highlight this week is coming from the Black and Missing Foundation. Her name is Jordan Allen. She's been missing since October 28th, 2023, from the Washington, D.C. area. She's described as female, black, medium complexion, 5'1", 150 pounds. She has brown eyes and had short hair at the time. Jordan was last seen in the 1400 block of 3rd Street Southwest. The circumstances surrounding her disappearance are unknown. Jordan would be age 16 currently. If you have any information, please contact the Metropolitan Police Department at 202-727-9099. Or you can contact the Black and Missing Foundation Incorporated at 877-97-BAMFI. Or visit www.bamfi.org. The missing person we are going to highlight this week is Kelly Allen. Kelly Allen has been missing since March 2007. She was visiting a friend in Berkeley, Missouri for a few days. On the morning of March 13th, Kelly's friend left for work and saw Kelly sleeping on the couch. Sometime later that day, investigators say Kelly left the house to attend a job interview at a telemarketing company. According to law enforcement, Kelly did schedule a second follow-up interview later that week. Unfortunately, Kelly never made it to that interview because at some point on March 13th, 2007, she vanished. Police say it's unclear what happened after Kelly left the job interview that day or whether Kelly ever returned back to her friend's home. But when her friend returned home from work that evening, Kelly was gone. All of her belongings had been left behind at the house, but Kelly was nowhere to be found. Her clothes, purse, and an uncashed $2,000 tax return check were untouched. It's now been 19 years, and Kelly has not been seen or heard from since. According to the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department's Missing Person Unit, Kelly's case is still an active investigation, even nearly two decades later. They have since released a new age progression image, and they hope that this will generate a renewed interest and some fresh leads. They say a single memory, even one that seems small, could make a real difference. Today, Kelly would be 39 years old. She has a tattoo of brown eyes and a flower on her left shoulder, and a tattoo of a half moon behind her left ear. Investigators are asking anyone who may have known Kelly or remembers anything from March 13th, 2007 to come forward. She has black hair, hazel eyes, 5'4 tall, about 165 pounds, and again went missing from Berkeley, Missouri. If you have any information about Kelly Allen or her disappearance, please contact the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST or the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department's Missing Person Unit at 314-444-5738. You can also contact the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the Missing Persons Clearinghouse, at 573-526-6178.
This week, we're going to highlight the case of Rosa Marie Camacho. The FBI is offering a reward of up to $50,000 for information leading to the recovery of Rosa Marie Camacho and/or the arrest and prosecution of the individuals responsible for her disappearance. The FBI's New Haven field office and the Hartford Police Department in Connecticut are seeking the public's assistance in locating Rosa Marie. She was last seen with her mother as the two were leaving a grocery store in Hartford, Connecticut, on the afternoon of October 24, 1997. The body of Rosa's mother was later found in a lake in New Jersey in November of 1997, but Rosa remains missing. Rosa was 4 years old at the time of her disappearance and spoke mostly Spanish at the time. She was last seen wearing a black jacket and blue pants. She's also described as having brown eyes, brown hair. She was 3 feet at the time of her disappearance and 38 pounds. If you have any information regarding this case, you can contact your local FBI office, the nearest American embassy or consulate, or you can submit a tip online at tips.fbi.gov.
We will also be sharing an age-progressed picture. She would be 33 this upcoming June 7th. The missing person we're going to highlight is Rhoda Dunya. Rhoda is missing from Glendale, Arizona. She was last seen on April 6, 2026, near her home around Glendale Avenue and 67th Avenue at 3 p.m. Rhoda is described as female, black, 5'4", about 100 pounds, black long hair with brown eyes. The circumstance of her disappearance are very unknown at this time, but if you have any information, please contact the Glendale Police Department at 623-930-3000.
Their stories continue beyond this episode.
So please, again, continue to share and amplify these cases and leave any that you want us to cover in the comments. We are picking a lot of our cases now thanks to you guys, listeners, commenting on those that are close to your community.
Thank you so much for being a part of this community. And you can tune into Clues every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts, where we cover a new missing person every week.
Every week, we dive into the pieces, both hidden and obvious, behind some of the biggest true crime cases. Subscribe to Clues Pod with Morgan Absher and Kaylin Moore on YouTube.
And remember, every clue counts.